The Big Show.
PT.
The Big Show.
3BA.
FM 102.3.
Well, if you haven't heard already, today is 12 months of me being smoke-free. And let me tell you, I'm a pretty happy camper and pretty proud of myself at the same time. And normally when I have a guest on the Eau de Cologne or here in the studio, I'm interviewing them. But we're turning the tables today. Sarah White is the director of Quit Victoria and she is going to interview me. Morning to you, Sarah.
Morning, Paul. And, you know, I think this is probably the most nervous I've ever been. I'm really not an interviewer, but I'll give it a shot.
Well, you've been talking about Quit for how long now in your life?
Oh, in my life, I've been the director of Quit for 7 years, but I feel like I've been talking about quitting cigarettes for a lot longer than that.
I could imagine. Were you a smoker in your dark past?
No, look, like most other people, I tried them a few times, but they didn't really stick because I had a grandfather who sadly died of a smoking-related disease, and that put me right off.
I could only imagine that would give you a great catalyst in your mind to go, I ain't ever doing that. So, Sarah White, director of Quit Victoria for 7 years, what would you like to ask me?
Well, Paul, I'd like to ask you, when did you first start smoking?
I started when I was 14 years of age, which means I've been smoking for 41 years.
That's amazing. And so what really gave you the motivation to try and quit?
Well, 12 months, just over 12 months ago, I had a severe case of bronchitis. So that was sort of the catalyst, and I didn't want a heart attack to be the very reason. A lot of people give up. They go, oh, I had a heart attack and I gave up. I didn't want a heart attack to be the thing that woke me up. I wanted it to be me. But the start, I guess, was having that severe bronchitis, and I've gone, do you know what? I just don't think I want to do this anymore. And I think, Sarah, that was the big thing for me. I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah, that's really great to hear. A lot of people get to that tipping point or get help to get to that tipping point. I mean, did you know that quitting was a bit of a process, that you were going to have to try maybe to quit a few times, that you were going to have to really get into a mindset that told yourself that you just weren't going to do it anymore?
Absolutely, because, Sarah, I had tried a number of times over the years to give away the ciggies. I've tried cold turkey. I had tried hypnotism. I tried acupuncture. I also tried a stop smoking seminar. You know, one of those where you enter the building and you put your cigarettes and your lighter into the bin. And as soon as you walk back out the door, you pick them back up again.
Yeah, I've heard of those ones before. And Paul, did you try Quitline?
Believe it or not, Sarah, I didn't in the end. I went to my doctor. I got Champex. My son had tried Champex, and he said they worked pretty well for him, although he's back on the ciggies, I must say. Give up, son, give up. And I got through the first course, and I was a week into the second course of the Champex, Sarah, and I was down to one smoke a day, and I had an epiphany. I've gone, hang on a sec. If I'm only having one smoke a day, surely that means I can have zero. And that's when it happened. I just stopped and I threw away the tablets as well. I thought, well, if I'm not having cigarettes, they're just a placebo. I don't need either.
That's fantastic. And what do you think has been the biggest benefit health-wise?
Health-wise? Oh, my, look, I can breathe again.
Yeah, right. You felt it almost immediately?
Just about immediately. We have three stories in this building, and that's a lot of stairs each and every day. And Sarah, my son, has just texted me and he said never.
Right, sure. I'm going to have a word with him, but
yeah,
that's okay. We'll
it's,
wait for that later.
It's your life, son. It really is.
What about otherwise? What are some of the other benefits
well,
that you've experienced?
They don't control me anymore, Sarah. And yeah, it's amazing. Right. Once you give up, you just realise how much control cigarettes have over your life.
You know, we hear that from a lot of people who realise that they had actually come to resent the fact that they had to walk outside to have a cigarette, or they resented that they had to pay that money for buying their cigarette. So that control is something that I think a lot of people don't appreciate until they've stopped. And what about amount of money saved, Paul? I imagine that's pretty good, hey?
Well, I can tell you, Sarah, that I have saved $10,217 over the last 12 months, and I've avoided 51,086 milligrams of tar.
That is fantastic, Paul. You absolutely should be proud of yourself. And I really do hope that anybody who's listening to this session, I'm putting my interview hat right on now, can understand that it actually is a process. There are people to help you and look at the benefits that you've established, that you've got for yourself. It's amazing.
Yeah. My son has just texted me, could you please get Sarah to call me so I can work with her?
So, I would happily do that, or call Quitline. There's some really lovely people there who know a lot more than I do.
What's the Quitline number, Sarah?
So 137848. And look, the thing is, even if your son's just not sure or he's just thinking about it, give him a call, because they're really not the Quit police. I do promise that. They're going to listen and help you work out what some of your own motivations are going to be and set a plan if you want to. You don't have to be ready. You just have to be thinking about it.
And another benefit, Sarah, no more sticky blood.
No more sticky blood, absolutely. And no more smelly breath.
No more smelly breath.
Sorry,
no more smelly clothes. And my wife is very happy to kiss me.
Yes, well, there is that old saying, you know, kissing a smoker is like licking an ashtray. So I imagine she's very happy.
Very, very happy. She was a smoker. She gave up about 5 years ago, I think, now, so...
Ah, that's good. It's always much easier if you have friends and family who are giving up around you. So partnering up to have a go at quitting is a really great
idea. And she's been one of my greatest supporters, along with my mum, through this whole journey, let me tell you.
Fantastic. Do you know, we've been doing some research into how we can help friends and family support people who are trying to quit. And one of the big things we know is that people who smoke themselves have a better understanding that it is tricky, it is hard, and it is a process. It's not just a one-off, I'm going to quit or not. It's going through a process, and how to be supportive around that. So for all the people out there who are supporting someone, no judgment, just give them some help and don't hold them to anything too hard.
Yeah, please leave your judgy pants in the wardrobe where they belong.
Absolutely.
Sarah White, Director of Quit Victoria for 7 years, have been an absolute pleasure. You're a great interviewer.
Oh, thank you so much. You're a great subject. And congratulations, Paul. Such an amazing effort. Well done, you.